Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Lift your hands with me. Father, we just worship you. We glorify you. We worship your holy name. We thank you for this conference. For all that you're doing through your Holy Spirit. Let your glory fall again. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In this conference. Father, we thank you. That the blind will see. The lame will walk. The deaf will hear. The dumb will speak. People will be set free by the Holy Ghost. We call this part of Kenya and all of Kenya in revival in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that the words that are spoken here will go deep in our heart. Father, we pray that nothing that the wicked one can do in the days ahead will steal this word from us. Line upon line. Precept on precept. Continue to build your word. Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to talk a little bit more about some of the things we said yesterday. We're just going to pass and review just a little bit. For those of you that may not have been here yesterday, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 24 and verse
1.
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? For verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. The very number one sign of the end of the world and the coming of Christ, we find from this scripture that Jesus said the number one thing would be that men would come with deception. You've been hearing a lot this week about the deception that's coming to the church. But more importantly, we're understanding how to escape that deception. What kind of deception will it be? Verse 5 says this. Jesus said, Many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. What we said yesterday was this. This was not men standing up saying, I am the very Christ. But a better interpretation is this. That I am coming with the words of Christ.
Ni kwamba anakuja na
and that I'm coming with the doctrine of Christ. The Bible tells us in other places that many people, much of the church, will follow these men. In fact, the word says that before the coming of the Lord, that there will be a great falling away. Two things will happen at once. Millions will be saved, and many will be lost. I'm glad I'm part of the saved. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 4. How many of you are hearing some of these same scriptures over and over in each service? The Holy Spirit is repeating these same scriptures over and over in each service. He wants to get it deep inside of us. This identifies one of... We begin to identify one of the messages of the false teachings. Peter says in verse 1,
katika mstari wa kwanza,
for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
Petero wa kwanza, mlango wa nne, mstari wa kwanza. Basi kwa kuwa Kristo aliteswa katika mwili wake, ninyi nanyi jipigeni silaha ya nia ile ile.
That he should no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God.
Kwa maana yeye aliyeteswa katika mwili ameacha na dhambi. Tangu sasa msienende, muendelee kuishi katika tamaa za wanadamu, bali katika mapenzi ya Mungu.
Once we come into Christ,
tunapokuja kwa Kristo,
the word teaches us this.
Neno linatufundisha hivi.
In Romans chapter 6 it says,
katika Warumi mlango wa 6 inasema,
that sin no longer has dominion over us.
Ya kwamba dhambi isitawale maishani mwetu tena.
For we're no longer under the law,
kwa sababu hatuko chini ya sheria,
but we're under grace.
Lakini tuko chini ya neema.
That word grace is very powerful.
Iyo neno neema ina nguvu sana.
What it's talking about is the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ninalozungumzia ni ile nguvu ya Yesu Kristo.
To live above sin.
Ili tuishi maisha ya asiyo ya dhambi.
In the book of Hebrews it says,
katika kitabu cha Waebrania imesemekana,
in that day,
ya kwamba siku hiyo,
I will write my laws,
nitaandika sheria zangu,
in their hearts,
ndani ya mioyo yao,
no longer on tablets of stone.
Haitakuwa katika ile mawe kama ya Musa.
Each man won't have to teach the other man,
kila mtu atafundisha mwenzake,
saying know the Lord,
ya kwamba jua Bwana,
for all shall know me,
hakuna atakayefundisha mwenzake,
from the least to the greatest,
maana kila mtu atakuwa anamjua Bwana kuanzia mdogo hata mkubwa.
What that tells us is this.
Kinachotuambia hiyo ni kwamba,
once I get born again,
ninapookoka,
the Holy Spirit writes the laws of God in my heart.
Roho Mtakatifu anaandika sheria ya Mungu ndani ya moyo wangu.
I don't have to follow you around,
sihitaji kukufuata sasa,
and tell you what's right and wrong.
Alafu nianze kuuliza niambie kitu gani nzuri, kitu gani mbaya.
You have a witness on the inside.
Tayari uko na mwalimu na shuhuda ndani ya moyo wako.
And the Holy Spirit teaches you,
Roho Mtakatifu anakufundisha,
what is right and wrong.
Kile kilicho kizuri na kile kilicho kibaya.
If you've been saved for a good while,
kama umeokoka kwa muda mrefu,
and you were to come to me and say this,
na unataka kukuja kwangu kuniambia,
Pastor Bronk,
Pastor Bronk,
after I heard you talk about you should not steal,
niliposikia ukisema ya kwamba usiibe,
that was a revelation to me,
hiyo ilikuwa ni ufunuo kwangu,
I would say, brother,
nitakwambia ndugu,
you need to get saved.
Unahitaji kuokoka.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because he wrote it on the tablet of your heart.
Maana akaandika neno usiibe kwa roho yako.
Once we get born again,
tunapookoka,
we have a new nature.
Tunachukua na utu mpya.
We're to follow that new nature.
Lazima tufuate ule utu mpya.
The Holy Spirit is the teacher of that new nature. By the word of God. But there is a struggle, there's a fight in the flesh and spirit. But once we win this war, continue to win this war, we continue to cease from sin. Verse 3 says this, in the time past of our life, it may have sufficed us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wines, revelings, banquetings, and abominable adulteries. Where? Go ahead.
Katika mstari wa tatu inasema kwamba, maana wakati wa maisha yenu uliopita, watosha kwa kutenda mapenzi ya mataifa, kuenenda katika ufisadi na tamaa na ulevi na karamu za ulafi na video na ibada ya sanamu isiyo halali.
Wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot and speaking evil of you.
Mambo ambayo wao huona kuwa ni ajabu ya ninyi kutokwenda mbio pamoja na hao katika ufisadi kule kule usio na kiasi wakiwatukana.
We identified one of the deceptions of the last days was this.
Tumeshagundua mmoja wapo wa uongo wa siku za mwisho ni hii.
That there would be a message and is a message in the earth today.
Kutakuwako na ujumbe ambayo inaendelea katika dunia leo.
It's in the church right now.
Na tiyari hiyo ujumbe inapatikana kanisani.
Pastor Jim was talking about it this morning.
Mchungaji Jim alizungumzia asubuhi.
It's a gospel of grace.
Ni ile ujumbe ya neema.
But it's the wrong kind of grace.
Lakini ni neema mbaya.
It's the one that says you don't have to repent of sin.
Ni neema ambayo inakuambia kwamba hakuna haja wewe mtu.
But they're promising, Peter says they promise you liberty. But that's not liberty. That's the deception of bondage. But Peter says here that if we follow the right kind of gospel, that the world would think it's strange. The world would think it's strange that we don't go with them. We identified a problem yesterday. What was the problem? The problem was this. The world doesn't think it's strange anymore. Why? Because there's no separation. The church is doing the same things that the world is doing. And because there's no separation, there's no way for God to truly judge the world. He wants us living in a place where he can judge the world. He wants the world to be able to look and say, this is what truth is. The world is not going to pick this Bible up and read it. But you are supposed to be the living word walking in flesh. Verse 13 of chapter 4 says this. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy.
Lakini kama mnavyoyashiriki mateso ya Kristo, furahini, ili na katika ufunuo wa utukufu wake, mfurahi kwa shangwe.
If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you, and on their part he's evil spoken of, but on your part he's glorified.
Mukilaumiwa kwa ajili ya jina la Kristo, ni heri yenu, kwa kuwa roho wa utukufu na wa Mungu unawakalia.
The further we go towards the end,
jinsi ambavyo tunakaribia mwisho,
we're going to get more and more opportunities.
Tunaweza kuendelea kupata nafasi nyingi.
For rejoicing.
Ili tuanze kufurahi.
Why? Because there's going to be a lot of reproach against you. But guess where that reproaching is going to come from? If it came from the world, you'd understand it. Much of it's going to come within the church. It can come as close as the one sitting next to you. But not in this conference. We're going from glory to glory. Verse 16, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Much of the church believes that the test and the trials that they're going through is because of Satan attacking them. But so oftentimes it's this. It's the bondage of their own flesh. And as a result of it, we can think that the hard times we're going through is just Satan fighting our life. Later, when we're set free by the word of God, we just realize this. We were opposing ourselves. I don't mind fighting the devil, but I want to do it with God on my side. Through the word of God. Amen. The word says in verse 17, we covered this yesterday, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
Kwa maana wakati umefika wa hukumu kuanza katika nyumba ya Mungu na ikianza kwetu sisi mwisho wao wasioitii injili ya Mungu itakuwaje?
The word time is the word dispensation.
Iyo neno la kisasi.
It means God has put us in the earth.
Inamaanisha Mungu ametuweka duniani hapa.
The church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kanisa la Bwana Yesu Kristo.
To bring forth judgment.
Ili sisi kama kanisa tulete hukumu.
Verse 18 says this, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Now, if the righteous scarcely be saved, scarcely means this. What the word scarcely means is it does not mean thin.
Neno vigumu haimaanishi kwamba ni kidogo ama uchache.
It does not mean just hardly or barely.
Haijamaanisha kwamba haiwezekani nadra kabisa.
But it means critically.
Inamaanisha kunusurika.
Meaning this.
Inamaanisha hivi.
That once we're born again,
wale watu ambao wameokoka,
the Holy Spirit begins to work in our life.
Roho Mtakatifu anaanza kufanya kazi ndani yao.
To bring forth judgment in our life.
Ili alete hukumu ndani ya maisha yao.
But it's not just for us.
Sio kwa ajili yetu wenyewe.
It's so that he can witness to the world.
Anafanya hivyo ili iwe ni ushuhuda kwa dunia.
And we said earlier, if the world doesn't think it's strange,
tulikumsema hapo awali ya kwamba ikiwa dunia wanaona kama ni ajabu,
there'll be no testimony.
Basi hakutakuwa na ushuhuda.
Holy Spirit deals critically with us.
Roho Mtakatifu anashughulika na sisi kwa dharura.
So that he can separate us from sinners.
Ili atutenganishe na wenye dhambi.
So that there'll be a large appearance, a big difference between us.
Ili tofauti kuonekane hadharani katikati yetu na dunia.
One of the deceptions of the last day is this.
Mojawapo wa uongo za siku za mwisho ni hii.
That not enough holiness is taught in the church.
Ya kwamba utakatifu haufundishwi kanisani.
And as a result of it,
na kwa sababu ya hiyo,
the church,
kanisa,
I'll make him the church, and the world
Wacha mimi nikuwe kanisa na yeye akuwe dunia. Sasa kanisa na dunia
are too close together.
Wamekuja wakashirikiana pamoja.
And because there's not enough separation.
Na kwa sababu hakuna tofauti nzuri inaonekana.
The world cannot see the appearance of God.
Sasa dunia hawaoni Mungu na jinsi Mungu alivyo.
The greater the separation.
Yaani kunao kule kutenganishwa.
The more of the appearance of God.
Jinsi kunakuwa na kutenganishwa katikati ya dunia na kanisa ndio vile Mungu anaonekana vizuri kwa dunia.
The false grace gospel.
Sasa ile injili ya uongo ya neema ya uongo
says this.
Inasemanga hivi.
That God has saved us
Mungu ameshatuokoa
so that we could feel good.
Ili tusikie vizuri.
And so that we could be happy.
Ili tuwe na furaha.
And if there's anything in here
kama kuna kitu yote duniani huku
that makes us happy
ambaye inatufurahisha
we don't have to turn it loose.
Hakuna haja tunabonga tu kidogo na
kuendelea. Because it's all under grace.
Maana ni tuko chini ya neema.
I hope you know that's wrong.
Si unajua ni mbaya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Jim covered this verse this morning, 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm 2 Peter chapter 2, I'm sorry. And I covered it yesterday as well. I'll just read all three verses, then you can read them again. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring forth themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, and whose judgment now of a long time lingereth, and their damnation slumbereth not.
Lakini kuliondokea manabii wa uongo katika wale watu, kama vile kweli kutakavyo wako walimu wa uongo, watakaoingiza oerevu uzushi wa kupoteza, wakikana hata Bwana aliyewanunua, wakijiletea uharibifu usiokawia, na wengi watafuata ufisadi wao, na kwa hao njia ya ukweli itatukanwa. Na katika kutamani watajipatia faida kwenu kwa maneno yaliyotungwa ambao hukumu yao tangu zamani haikawi wala uvunjifu wao hausinzii.
When verse 1 says that they even deny the Lord that bought them and bring upon them swift destruction, it's speaking of this.
Katika mstari wa kwanza Biblia inaposema ya kwamba watamkana Bwana aliwanunua na watajiletea uharibifu sio kawia, inamaanisha hivi.
Not that they're actually denying the Lord.
Sio kwamba watasimama hadharani kumtukana Bwana na kusema hatumtaki Kristo, hapana.
But they're denying the true teachings of the gospel.
Watakuwa wanakataa mafundisho ya ukweli ya injili.
Another verse of scripture that we read this morning, or the Pastor Jim read this morning, was in 2 Peter chapter 3, and it over in verse 19.
Andiko lingine ambao mchungaji alisoma asubuhi katika Petro wa 2 mlango wa 3 mstari wa 19.
While they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome, the same is he that is brought into bondage.
Nasema ya kwamba waki That's 2 Peter.
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 19.
Kwa Petro wa 2 mlango wa 2 mstari wa 19 inasema kwamba wakiwaahidi uhuru nao wenyewe ni watumwa wa uharibifu, maana mtu akishindwa na mtu huwa mtumwa wa mtu yule.
For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, or the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
Kwa maana wale waliokwisha kuyakimbia machafu ya dunia kwa kumjua Bwana na Mwokozi Yesu Kristo, kama wakinaswa tena na kushindwa, hali yao ya mwisho imekuwa mbaya kuliko ile ya kwanza.
The latter end being worse than the beginning was this, that there will be a stronger judgment.
Yani mwisho yako kuwa mbaya kuliko ya kwanza inamaanisha utapata hukumu ambayo ni kali sana.
But one thing that makes it worse is also this.
Na kitu kingine pia ambayo inafanya inakuwa mbaya sana ni hii.
Once someone teaches you false doctrine,
wakati mtu anakufundisha mafundisho ya uongo,
and you believe it with all your heart,
alafu wewe unaamini hayo mafundisho kwa moyo wako wote,
and you've not been praying in tongues enough to discern,
na wewe pia kuomba kwa lugha na kunena kwa dini pia haujawahi kuomba ili uweze kugundua hiyo ni uongo.
Once something tells you on the inside that this is the Holy Spirit teaching you,
na ikiwa mtu kiti na kuambia ndani ya roho yako ya kwamba,
and you begin to really believe, and you really begin to believe that, you'll fight for everything inside of you. To defend that. And when you're doing that, you are inoculating yourself, or you're separating yourself from truth. This is the strong part about deception. Deception causes you to really believe that you're holding to the truth. Pastor Jim said something this morning that I really knew was true. That once a person starts going away from the foundation, and starts believing deception, it's very hard for them to get back. But I know a way for them to get back. There is a way. Not only will he buy, as Pastor Jim was talking about this morning, not only will he bypass bad preachers, he'll bypass bad preachers.
Atakuja akipita na kuweka kando mahubiri.
Through what Isaiah 28 says.
Kile ambacho kimeandikwa kwenye kitabu.
With the stammering lips and other tongue.
Ya kwamba katika ndimi na lugha ya wageni.
Many are grateful for the Holy Spirit.
Hiyo inaombea Roho Mtakatifu.
That's not just for us.
Hiyo sio kwa ajili yetu sisi.
But thank God we can be used by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:26 says this. That he that prays in an unknown tongue, for the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us. With groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that knows the mind of the Spirit,
na yule anayejua mawazo ya roho,
he makes intercession for us.
Anatuombea.
That's the whole church.
Hiyo ni kanisa kwa jumla.
He'll use you as an intercessor.
Atakutumia kama wewe ni mwombezi.
He'll use you in the last days.
Atakutumia siku za mwisho.
How many would learn how to be used in the last days?
Wangapi wangependa wajue jinsi wanatumika siku za mwisho?
Turn with me to Jude.
Hebu tuangalie katika kitabu cha Jude.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I am looking at Jude,
tukiangalia katika waraka wa Yuda,
it's as if I'm reading a newspaper.
Nikisoma ni kama nasoma gazeti.
It's as if I'm watching current news.
Ni kama nikiangalia Yuda ni kama nasangalia habari ya hivi punde.
Because I see the church in here.
Kwa sababu ukiangalia Yuda unaona kanisa hapa.
If you read 2 Peter,
ukisoma Petero wa pili,
from all the chapters in it,
ukisoma vifungo vyote katika Petro wa pili,
and read the book of Jude,
na pia ukuje usome kitabu cha Yuda,
it's as if these men copied off each other's paper.
Ni kama watu walikuwa wamekopiana, yani Yuda ameandika kwa Petro na Petro pia akaandika kutoka kwa Yuda.
It's as if Pastor Jim and I went in a room,
ni kama yeye na mchungaji Jim wameenda kwa chumba,
and wrote on the same subject,
alafu akaandika somo ambalo linafanana,
but we copied off each other's paper.
Na walikuwa wanaangalia karatasi ya mwingine, mimi na
I'd be copying off of Jim.
Ninaandika ya Jim katika kwangu.
Hallelujah, but it's the same Holy Spirit.
Na ni roho yule yule.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 1 says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserve in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied.
Yuda mtumwa wa Kristo Yesu, ndugu yake Yakobo, na hao walioitwa, waliopendwa katika Mungu Baba, na kuhifadhiwa kwa ajili ya Yesu Kristo, muongezewe rehema na amani na upendo, upendano.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Wapenzi, nilipokuwa nikifanya bidii sana kuandikia habari ya wokovu ambao ni wetu sisi zote, niliona imelazimu kuandikia ili niwaonye kwamba mwishindanie imani waliokabidhiwa watakatifu mara moja tu.
When he said that there was a common salvation, he's talking about the doctrine of the apostles.
Kulikuweko na desturi fulani ya wokovu ambao mitume walikuwa wanafundisha, ndio Yuda anazungumzia hapa.
And he was telling the church that we should earnestly contend for that.
Na Yuda anaambia wanafunzi ya kwamba wajaribu kushindane vizuri kwa sababu ya ule wokovu.
Now, he says that they should earnestly contend because already at that time, false doctrine had started in the church.
Alikuwa akiwaambia kwamba wajaribu kuwa waangalifu na kushindana vizuri kwa sababu wakati ule tayari waongo walikuwa wameanza kuingia kanisani.
Contends means you have to fight for it.
Yaani kushindana inamaanisha lazima upiganie.
But you're not fighting alone.
Lakini haupigani peke yako.
You're fighting with the Holy Spirit.
Unapigana na Roho Mtakatifu anakusaidia.
But he wants to grow you up.
Na anataka akukuze uende juu.
So strong.
Kuimarika,
that you're so safe
ili uwe na usalama,
that you begin to contend for others.
Ili uanze pia kutetea na wengine pia.
Verse 4 says this, so there were certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God, a grace of our God, into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kwa maana kuna watu waliojiingiza kwa siri, watu walioandikiwa tangu zamani, hukumu hii, makafiri, wabadilio neema ya Mungu wetu kwa ufisadi, nao humkana yeye aliye peke yake Mola na Bwana wetu Yesu Kristo.
Again, these are these false teachers. Denying the Lord means that they were denying the message of the apostles. Verse 11 begins to give a strong warning to these. Woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam, for reward, and perished with the gainsaying of Kor.
Ole wao, kwa sababu walikwenda katika njia ya Kaini, na kulifuata kosa la Baalamu pasipo kujizuia kwa ajili ya ujira nao wameangamia katika maasi ya Kora.
For they are spots in your feast of charity. They feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruits wherein wherewith without fruit twice dead plucked up by the roots.
Watu hawa ni miamba yenye hatari katika karamu zenu za upendo, walapo karamu pamoja nani wakiilisha pasipo hofu, ni mawingu yasiyo na maji yachukuliwapo na upepo, ni miti iliyo pukutika isiyo na matunda, iliyokufa mara mbili na kuongolewa kabisa.
Peter is saying the same thing, or Judah is saying the same thing that Peter said.
Petero anasema hili jambo, Yuda pia anasema hili jambo moja.
The strength of the deception was this.
Yani ile nguvu ya uongo ilikuwa ni hii.
They were feasting in the church.
Walikuwa wanafanya karamu kanisani.
They were all a part of the church.
Walikuwa tu washirika.
They seemed to be clouds.
Walionekana kama mawingu makubwa.
They seem to have an anointing in their life.
Wanaonekana kama watu wenye upako maishani mwao.
You know, without the Holy Spirit,
unajua bila Roho Mtakatifu,
you can look at men and think, wow, they're really anointed.
Unaweza kuangalia na useme
once the Holy Spirit begins to pray through you, you begin to realize that what you thought was the anointing, was just a lot of emotions. It doesn't matter how loud you can yell. It doesn't matter how loud you can yell. Devils are not scared of volume. It doesn't matter how much emotion you have. Now this is really good emotion. This is Holy Spirit emotion. But there's the wrong kind. When there's a falsehood. Because of false doctrine. Verse 13 says, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness of forever.
Mstari wa 13 ni mawimbi ya bahari yasiyozuilika yakitoa aibu ya wenyewe kama povu, ni nyota zipoteazo ambao weusi wa giza ndio akiba yao waliowekewa milele.
It's amazing to me the next verse.
Ni jambo la kushangaza kusoma mstari yanayofuatia.
How long has God been preparing the church for these days?
Mungu amekuwa akiandaa kanisa ili wafikie hii siku.
In the book of Ephesians chapter 1 it tells us this.
Waefeso mlango wa kwanza inasema hivi.
That God planned our salvation before the foundation of the world.
Mungu alipanga wokovu wetu kama dunia haijaumbwa.
Verse 14 says, and Enoch also, the seventh son of Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and all of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
Na Enoko, mtu wa saba ya Adamu, baada ya Adamu, alitoa maneno ya unabii juu ya hao akisema, angalia, Bwana alikuja na matakatifu wake maelfu maelfu ili afanye hukumu juu ya watu wote na kuwaadhibisha wote wasiomcha Mungu kwa ajili ya kazi zao zote za upotevu walizozitenda bila kumcha Mungu na kwa ajili ya maneno magumu yote ambayo hao wenyewe dhambi wasiomcha Mungu wameyanena juu yake.
Can you imagine this? The seventh grandson of Adam. All the way back to the beginning. Enoch. He's the one that loved God and was caught up. Because the word says he fellowshipped with God. But if you would have met Enoch before he was translated, he was walking around with a prophecy. And the people, he would say to the people, the Lord is coming back with thousands of his saints. You may have thought, what is this? What is the Lord coming back for? There's only a few of us on the earth. But he was prophesying towards the end. He was going to come back with thousands of his saints. To execute judgment upon the unjust. And even all these preachers that were teaching wrong doctrine. We were going to come back with him and he was going to stand in judgment over these. And he was going to be able to convince them and say, I gave you my word. I had my church in the earth. If you would have followed the example, you would have understood. This is a strong judgment. It says in verse 16 that these are murderers, complainers, complainers walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's person in the admiration. Because of an advantage.
Mstari wa 16 inasema, watu hawa ni wenye kunungunika, wenye kulalamika. waenda kwa tamaa zao na vinywa vyao vianena maneno makuu mno ya kiburi wakipendelea watu wenye cheo kwa ajili ya faida.
But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
How ninyi wapenzi yakumbukeni maneno yaliyonenwa zamani kwa mitume wa Bwana wetu Yesu Kristo.
How that I told you there should be mockers in the last times who would walk after their own lust.
Ya kwamba waliwaambia ya kuwa wakati wa mwisho kutakuwapo watu wenye kudhihaki wakifuata tamaa zao wenyewe za upotevu.
These be they who have separated themselves sensual having not the Spirit.
Hao watu ndio waletao matengano, watu wa dunia hii tu wasio na roho.
Meaning that they once had the Spirit.
Maana yake ni kwamba zamani walikuwa na roho,
but they separated themselves from the Spirit.
Lakini walikuja wakajitenga na roho.
In verse 12 when it says this that these are trees that are plucked up twice dead.
Hii katika mstari wa 12 inasema ni kama miti ambayo imeng'olewa na imekauka mara mbili.
It means that they were once dead.
Inamaanisha walikuwa wamekufa kitambo.
They had no new nature.
Hawakuwa na utu mpya.
And then they became alive.
Wakawa hai.
And then through their false doctrine.
Na kupitia uongo wao.
And their ungodly speeches.
Na mambo ya kudhihaki Mungu.
And believing doctrines of devils.
Na kuamini na kukemea mapepo.
That they walked away and died in the Spirit.
Wakatoroka tena wakakufa kiroho.
Twice dead.
Walikufa mara mbili.
These are those who have separated themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Verse 19.
How watu ndio waletao matengano.
But this verse 20 is speaking of you and I.
Mstari wa 20 nazungumza juu yako na yangu.
Turn to your neighbor and say this.
Lo kwina jabati, geukie jirani yako mwambie hivi.
This is talking about you and me.
Hii inaongea kuhusu wewe na mimi.
But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
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 How do I get faith in me? The Word of God. That's the source. That's how I begin the walk of faith. But the more that I pray in the Holy Ghost, I build myself up on my most holy faith. But this isn't just talking about building my faith up to cast out devils. It will do that. Praying in tongues will build up my faith to lay hands on the sick. But praying in tongues here is speaking more specifically of this. As I pray in the Holy Ghost, I build up my most holy faith. And then I am separated from deception. The Holy Spirit begins to separate me from the ability to be deceived. Because He builds me up on my most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. But it's not just for me. Thank God that I can be rescued from deception. By praying in the Holy Ghost. But the verse just before this says that much of the church will separate themselves because of a sensual lifestyle, because of a false gospel. Are they lost forever? This is the hope we have for them. That we pray in the Holy Ghost, building ourselves up on our most holy faith, But where does that take us to?
Na, hii inatupeleka wapi?
That most holy faith takes us to another place. It begins to graduate us into a full walk of the love of God.
Verse 21
says this, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Mstari wa 21 inasema, jilindeni katika upendo wa Mungu, huku mkingojea rehema ya Bwana wetu Yesu Kristo hata mpate uzima wa milele.
The more that we pray in the Holy Ghost, the more that we speak in tongues, it not only delivers us from deception, it builds us up on our most holy faith. That holy faith keeps us in the love of God. What does God do with His love? He begins to turn us into intercessors of the last day. In the book of Acts, there was a religious man that knew the Old Testament like nobody else. He was strong in his faith. He absolutely knew that he knew that he was right. He knew so much that he would put people to death as a result of his faith. He was willing to die for his faith. That man was the Apostle Paul. Even though he believed the Old Testament with all of his heart, the covenant had changed. The truth now was Jesus Christ. The word tells us that there was another man whose name was Stephen, and that he was full of the Holy Ghost. If we were to turn there, why don't we do that? Just hold your place in Jude. Let's turn to the book of Acts. Chapter 7. Can read it better than I can quote it. Hallelujah. Look at, well, chapter 6 says this. Verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great works and miracles among the people. Oh, that's not, I did want to go to 7. Oh, okay. 7, verse 51.
Tusome mlango wa 7, mstari wa 51.
Stephen said this. He was preaching the gospel.
Stefano alisema hivi, alikuwa anahubiri.
You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the just one, and of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers.
Enyi wenye shingo ngumu, msiotahiriwa mioyo wala masikio, siku zote mnapinga Roho Mtakatifu kama baba zenu walivyofanya, na ninyi ni vivyo hivyo. Ni yupi katika manabii ambaye baba zenu hawakumuudhi? Nao waliwaua wale waliotabiri habari ya kuja kwake yule mwenye haki, ambaye ninyi sasa mmekuwa wasaliti wake mkamuua.
I'll skip ahead a little bit. It says in verse 55, but he being full of the Holy Ghost, looking up steadfast into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
Tutaruka mpaka 55. Lakini yeye akijaa Roho Mtakatifu, akakaza macho yake akitazama mbinguni, akaona utukufu wa Mungu na Yesu akisimama upande wa mkono wa kuume wa Mungu.
And he said, behold, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God.
Akasema tazama naona mbingu zimefunguka na mwana wa Adamu amesimama mkono wa kuume wa Mungu.
Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, and this is the most important, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
Wakapiga kelele kwa sauti kuu, wakaziba masikio yao, wakamrukia kwa nia moja, wakamtoa nje ya mji, wakampiga kwa mawe, nao mashahidi wakaweka nguo zao miguuni pa kijana moja aliyeitwa Sauli. Wakampiga kwa mawe Stefano, naye akiomba akisema, Bwana Yesu, pokea roho yangu. Akapiga magoti akalia kwa sauti kuu, Bwana usiwahesabie dhambi hii. Akita kusema hayo, akalala.
As I said, the most important part is this.
Niliposema, sehemu ya maana sana ni hapa.
Two things.
Vitu viwili.
That Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost.
Stefano alikuwa amejaa Roho Mtakatifu.
How many know that he had been praying in that prayer language?
Wangapi wanajua alikuwa anaomba katika hiyo lugha?
And he'd build up his most holy faith.
Na alikuwa amejijenga katika imani yake takatifu.
It had graduated him to a walk of love.
Na hiyo kuongea kwa lugha na kujenga imani ilifanya Stefano atembee kwa upendo wa Mungu.
So strong that when they were stoning him to death,
alikuwa na imani hata kama alikuwa anampiga kwa mawe ya kufe.
He said, Lord, don't lay this sin to their charge.
Alisema Mungu usiwahesabie dhambi.
The man that was there was Saul,
mtu ambaye alikuwa pale alikuwa anaitwa Saulo,
which later became Paul the apostle,
ambaye baadaye anaitwa mtume Paulo.
Jesus used Stephen's intercession,
Yesu alitumia ile ombi,
to bring forth salvation,
ili alete wokovu,
to Paul the apostle,
kwa mtume Paulo.
Now Paul was in what he believed to be truth.
Paulo alikuwa katika dhehebu maana alikuwa anaamini ukweli.
Nothing could convince Paul any other way.
Hakuna mtu angemhubiria Paulo mpaka Paulo akubali injili.
But the love of God was so strong in Stephen.
Lakini upendo wa Mungu ulikuwa umejaa ndani ya Stefano.
That he used his spirit.
Paka Mungu akatumia roho ya Stefano na ile upendo wake.
And the love that he was walking in.
Ile upendo
to break the power of deception over Paul's life. So much so that if it was necessary, and it was necessary for Jesus to appear to him, For those in Jude who walk away from God, it's very hard for them to get back. But there is a way they can get back. If you and I walk into the love of God, praying in the Holy Ghost, and uttering the language of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will build us up. And in the book of Jude it says this. Turn back with me real quick as we close. Verse 21 says, again, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Verse 22 says this, of some have compassion, making a difference. We will make a difference for much of the church. The thousands will go the other way. We can still make a difference. if you're walking in, if you yourself are going into the love of God, the Holy Spirit can use you like He used Stephen. You'll have enough authority in your life not only to deliver yourself, but the Holy Spirit will snatch others and He'll pull them out of the fire, and you'll be their best friend in heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It says in 23, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. If we pray enough in the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to go into places in the Spirit and begin to pull back those that are lost. I've lost some in my church who've listened to other voices. All I know to do is keep praying in the Holy Ghost. And if the Holy Ghost can use my authority, He'll go and get them with everything He can. The flesh may be spotted by the world. It says pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. We may have to put asbestos gloves on by the Holy Spirit. Pull them out of the fire, because we're walking in enough love. Even if the garment stinks, even if it's spotted by the flesh, the Holy Ghost can use us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now thank God for this verse here, 24, and I'm closing. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 I'm so glad He's able to keep us from falling. But thank God that's not all of it. He'll use us also. Those out there are not hopeless. They can still be brought back in if we're walking in the love of God. God can use us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.